kitchen, Sandy.
Sandy, you're the one that serves the lunch there in the high school?
Yes, I am.
Listen, my name is Mercer, Roy D. Mercer, and my wife, Sharon Jean, was in there last time y'all had that chili and cinnamon bun day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she come through there. We got a great niece going to school out there, Darlene, and she's in there with her Aunt Sharon Jean trying to get some lunch. And my wife's a pretty big bone woman. You might remember coming through the line.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about how she really didn't need that cinnamon bun. And
I never said that.
Well, she said you said it.
I don't even work in this here lunch line.
Said you, Sandra was the one that done it.
Oh, I think you're full of it, too.
Well, I tell you what, she's full of piss and vinegar right now.
Well, I'll tell you, sure wasn't me, because I'm in the a la carte line, and I'm a big woman, too, so.
Well, she got pretty upset about it, started saying somebody was trying to get her to have a diet soda and a salad.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be me.
Well, it's going to be you that gets into it, because that's what she said was Sandy.
Oh, that's great, but whatever, it sure wasn't me.
Well, she said it was.
Well, that's good. If she thinks it was, I guess it was.
Well, I tell you what, because she's pretty upset about it, and I'm trying to, it's all I can do to keep her from coming down there and getting on.
Well, why don't you let her come down?
Well, I'm afraid she might dare to get down there and whoop your ass.
Well, I'm not scared of that.
Really? Because she'd be on you like a crow on a curly fry.
Well, let her be.
Well, do you think you could handle her?
Oh, I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because it ain't nothing for her to square off and whoop a woman's ass.
Well, that I think I could handle
you
it.
You think so? Because she told me yesterday she's going to kick your ass so hard that you could blow your nose and wipe your butt with the same wad of paper.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, we could avoid the whole thing if you just come over here and make us a big pot of chili and some of them cinnamon buns.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this weekend we're having a kind of celebration for Darlene's mama, Pearlene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're going to see if you couldn't come out here and maybe cook us some chili. That way she wouldn't come off there and get on you like tooth rot on a crack whore.
Okay, now what is this?
We've got a little entertainment if you do the cooking. We got John Harbison and Jerry Spades coming out there, and they're going.
Oh my God! This is where it's all coming.
Now
from.
She knows.
Yeah. They're going to play Happy Birthday on the juice harp down there.
Okay. When you mention those names, I know where this is coming
you
from.
Knew where it was. Oh, Sandy, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer calling you from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, you're so full of it.
I'm serious. It's a heart attack down
no,
here.
No, that's for real.
Oh, you are so full of it.
Boy, Sandy, you ain't afraid of nothing, are you?
Just bring her on.
That's right. Just bring her.
You know, it reminds me of the school lunch ladies when I was going to school. You didn't give them any crap, but they would give it right back to you.
Yeah. Come down here. I'll swingle her with my hairnet.
Whoop my ass with a wooden spoon.
That's right. I would if I had a hold of you.
I imagine you would. You put pop knots on her head faster than we could rub them.
Well, how do you know John and Jerry?
We have a website where they can submit people that they want to have called. They submitted your name.
Yeah, I thought you...
You see if I ever cook them another prime rib dinner.
I wouldn't do it either, damn it.